Saturday night party, yo. Yo, what up, man? Marty Allen was good. J.P. That's what's up. Saturday night party, yo, we bout to get it poppin'. All hours of the night, homie, we gon' keep it rockin' with my boy Big Daddy, man, to keep the hits droppin'. Bout to take the city over, ain't nobody gon' stop. You wanna party, homie? Yeah, that's great. Man, go that way to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe, where everybody here is VIP. We know who you are with no problems, we don't need ID. The best part is you ain't gotta wait. Just pull up a bar stool and chill, let them buy you a drink. It's not crowded like a lot of you think. It's kinda unique, cause you at home, but you party with me. Yo, Marty, man, I need some help. I got a lady over here, and yo, she got a couple friends, you should meet yourself. They say they like them bald and sexy, all they need to melt. We both have no hair, dog, I need your help. We party every week, and you know it goes down, and you know it's on now when you hear me speak. Cause Jay Beats is the life of the party, but a party ain't a party till you party with Marty.
Now break it down, now break it down, now break it down, now break it down.
It's Saturday night.
Now break it down, now break it down, now break it down.
It's Saturday night.
Now break it down, now break it down, now break it down.
It's Saturday night.
Now break it down, now break it down, now break it down.
It's Saturday night.
Welcome to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Pull up a seat, have a drink, and let's talk. Now here's the Big Daddy, Marty Allen, on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, 1 hour in the books right now on the Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. We're going to midnight, coming up in 11 o'clock hour. We got sexy voices. And you want to stay tuned for that because we want to give you a chance to win a 15-piece Mr. Chicken family pack. By the way, I want to say thanks to Mr. Chicken for catering. You know, if I was going to do a show, that Mr. Chicken was going to cater it. It was already, I called Mike Simmons over at Mr. Chicken and Chris and Amanda. And I said, hey, they said, you don't even have to ask. We got you, Big Daddy. Right outside the door right now, we got Mr. Chicken, classic fried chicken. We got meatballs. They brought us biscuits and coleslaw. We are off the hook.
Don't forget the apple pie.
Oh, they got the apple pies out there, too. Listen, the opening I played for the show. This young guy, Jesty Beats. How you doing, Jesty?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Oh, my God. Jesty Beats, I was introduced to him by my assistant, former assistant. By my current assistant, Francois Jimmy Smith. And he said, Marty, I got a guy, young brother, that's a rapper. And he's tight. Now, when a white guy says he's tight, you know that's a major endorsement. He said his name is Jesty Beats, and he's got some serious beats. And I said, oh, really? Now, I'm a hip-hop person. You know how hard it is? You know when Triv is on vacation, I always play hip-hop and stuff like that because I can get away with it, and Triv is gone. But when Triv is there, I got to play the Frank Sinatra, you know, New York, New York, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But now it's my show, so I get to play whatever the hell I want. Jesty, the beats are slamming. I appreciate the open, man.
I appreciate that. Thanks for asking me to do it, no doubt.
Oh, my God. You know what? The first thing I said to Jimmy Smith was, Jimmy, this guy is tight. How come he don't have a record deal? His stuff is as tight as the stuff that I buy from hip-hop.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, man. I'm just waiting for the right one to come. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesty Beats put together my open, and he's got a couple of tracks. And Jimmy Smith sent me a couple, because when Jimmy Smith told him about it, when he knew I was going to do a show, he said, Marty, let me send you a couple tracks, and then you tell me what you think. I said, okay. So the first one they sent me was, I think it was called As I Am, you know? And I said, I saw this, I'm like, oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me sit for a second, let it sink in. It just didn't set right, and then I got to thinking, what reason could I possibly have to think that I could let you down like that? And that's real. No matter how it went down, I had the best intentions. Build your spirit, lift you up, fam, and not to mention the countless hours I stayed up just trying to make it right. It came easy some nights,
but I need a drink.
You want to bicker and complain about the circumstance, but what I'm saying, is it even really worth the chance? All I can say is that I didn't mean to hurt you, man. Hope for forgiveness and just hope to gain control again. I know my actions and my words be confusing you. You might be under the impression I'm misusing you, but the hardest thing I ever had to face in this world, in this life, is the thought I may be losing you. No matter what I do, I'm still just a man, and I plan on doing each and everything I can for her.
friend within the reach of my hand, and with the reach of my hand, just grab hold, but just take me as I.
Now I was listening to this, and I'm like, oh, that's tight. I said, Jimmy, tell him, I said, give me an open.
Good looking out.
And then Justin Beats did the open for me. And I said, I got to have this. Now, of course, I was drinking a key lime martini at the time. And I was, you know, when I start drinking, I need the hip hop. I need the streets. Justy, please, yeah. For the people that, tell me, now you're how old?
I'm 23.
23? And how long you been rapping?
I've been rapping for 4 years. I got my start right while I was at Ohio University. I just graduated like a year ago, and I've been pursuing music as a full-fledged career. I don't have another job. I'm just doing this and touring around.
It's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff that you're doing.
I'm still in shock, so, you know.
And still looking for a record deal, right?
Yeah, I'm still looking.
Because I know, I'm not saying I'm this big super producer or anything, right?
I feel you.
But I know a couple of people at Warner Brothers because I did some voice work for, God rest his soul, Gerald Levert.
No doubt.
For his new album, In My Songs. I did commercials. They, you know, Warner Brothers came to me locally and said, would you do the voice work on this new commercial? So I did, and they loved it. So I ended up with a couple of reps, a couple of friends at Warner Brothers. And if you let me,
hey,
I'm going to send off As I Am and the other song. Start the music on the other one, Quickie Nick, that I got to send to them because, and then Jimmy Smith sent me a cover shot of you, and I said, I got to get this guy a deal. I know Bone Thugs and Harmony is local and, you know, and all that, but you got to get a deal, man. You like, your stuff is as good, and I know you gave me a CD, which I'm going to be listening in the car, but your stuff is as good as all of the other hip-hoppers that are out here.
I definitely appreciate that, man. And go ahead, send what you got to send, and let's make it happen.
You got it. Let me hear a little bit of this, Quickie Nick.
Wanna be that cat, so please don't make me take it to the next step. I don't really wanna be that man, so please don't hate me. I could really care less, but I guess I don't wanna be the man that I plan on stand out with my hand out, looking for a handoff. But if they wanna give it out, no doubt I'ma take that, make that, break that. You don't really wanna get it, when I get it, I'ma get it, I'ma let you know. Take it to the label, they'll let you go. Contract on the table, I'll let you know. Never seen nothing like me before. Never give it up, but you need to know. Doing this is insane, bro. Gotta keep it up for the radio. Gotta stay fly for the ladies, yo. Never been shy, but I keep it low. Never been a fan of creeping, no. Cause I got a problem with sleeping. So if she really cared, I keep it though. Only a tab of the week and so all if you wanna get me for show. You in a pink like sweet and low. Cause I'm on a brink of leaving no. Back in the streets of Cleveland, so hit me before the evening goes. If you wanna even know, no, I'm leaving even so. Got a man, I ain't no. Seeing mine from the sidelines. Up there go. Whoa, wait a second, let me tell you what the deal
sounds
is.
Sounds like Twista.
I mean, it's tight. It's tight. I mean, I'm listening. Now, I know the white people go, what is this rap stuff? What is this hip hop? You know, but I'm sorry. I'm still, I know Triv always teases me that I'm white, but I'm still very black, still very street, still very hip hop when I'm not doing this show. It's the Triv show. I got to play the Triv music and the rock and roll and all the crap. But when I'm doing my own thing, it's hip hop, baby. Justy Beats, I'm going to try. I swear to God, I'm going to try to help you a deal.
Good looking.
Now, when you get large, now don't forget about a brother.
No, I got you.
All right, don't forget who gave you your shot.
I got you.
I own my own company now. You know, hook a brother up. Okay?
I got you.
All right, now I understand you're going out tonight. You got a gig to do. Where you going tonight?
I'm going to Macedonia. So if anybody's out that way, you can find me there. It's a secret location, but I'm sure if you follow the breadcrumbs, you'll be there.
And it's not at the Spy Bar, so don't, that's
no.
Not in Macedonia. Justy, I appreciate you coming. I appreciate the open. If Ray Davis ever gives me another show,
yeah,
that is going to be my open from now on. You got that, all right?
Thank you.
So then when you make it big, I can say, Big Daddy gave Justy Beats his start.
Yeah.
Much love, my brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
All right, Justy Beats is going to be out in Macedonia in a private location with the breadcrumbs and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Justy, I appreciate it, all right?
Thanks.
All right. We got commentators here in U.S. of A., right? We got Paul Harvey. We got Andy Rooney. And, of course, we got the late, great Howard Cosell. They're good. But they are nothing like Dirty Kurt. Dirty Kurt commentaries right here on the Big One. Let's hear what's bothering Dirty Kurt today. Dirty Kurt.
Dirty Kurt here. This is my thought of the night.
I was at the county fair the other day, and I'm walking around, and, you know, it's hot out, sweating, not having a very good time. And then it dawns on me, why don't we have a dress code at the fair? Have you seen some of the people there? I saw this woman, she had to be at least 275 pounds, probably more like 300. Nothing wrong with that, you know? You want to eat those candy apples and stuff yourself with elephant ears and those foot-long hot dogs, be my guest. But cover up. This woman had on a sports bra and short shorts. That's it. I saw about 8 rolls of fat coming down her stomach. It was disgusting. And one more thing, lady. If you are going to wear just a sports bra, go in the pig pen with the rest of the pigs, because I don't want to see it. I got another guy. He's walking around with a shirt that says, I shot JR. That was, what, 1984, 85? What's your other shirt say, buddy? I love Elf. You see what I'm talking about, people? This is why we need a strict dress code at county fairs. I'm Dirty Kurt, and that's my thought of the night.
All right, Dirty Kurt commentaries right here on the big one, Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. There's nothing like a Dirty Kurt commentary. What I forgot to ask you, Jesse, is for the people that want to get a hold of you, yeah. Where would they, if they email, phone number, anything you want to give out?
Yeah, my MySpace, myspace.com/JestyBeats, JestyBeatz. Yeah, just hit me up through there or JestyBeats@gmail.com.
By the way, if anybody who is involved in hip hop and record deals and all that, you're looking for the right kind of person. The brother's young and good looking. I mean, he's got the hip hop look. He's got the deep young ladies.
Yeah. He good, man. He's got, very good.
Oh yeah, he's got the deep voice going and everything. Somebody want to tell me about to talk about Jesse? Hello, you're on the big one. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Mario?
What's happening, man? Welcome to the All Star Cafe. You got? You want a drink?
You know what? Yeah, let's go with some Absolute.
Ooh, everybody.
Some orange juice.
Ooh, man.
And then. And 2 shots of Absolute Citron added into all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
You want
to go.
Quickie Nick, hook him up, baby.
Hey, man, that's my drink, man. That 2 of those get me straight for a good while, and then I have a couple more, and I'm really good.
Oh, if you like them, you don't even understand what they're like when Quickie Nick makes them, okay? He can hook you up a drink like you can't possibly imagine. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I just happened to turn you on. I've been listening to WTAM probably the last 3 years, you know, I just straight listen to that. I don't listen to radio unless my daughter's in the car and she wants to listen to country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sitting here and you started playing that music, and I'm like, wow, I like it. The beats were clean. I mean, his flow was awesome, and, I mean, mm-hmm. It was clean. I mean, the lyrics.
Thank you.
That is one thing, in my opinion, that, you know, I've listened to hip-hop. Probably from junior high, you know. I'm a white kid from suburbs. I'm listening to it, and I you know, my main thing was the beats. That's the one reason I listened to it. I think the
me
first
too.
First one I bought was Ice-T Power.
Oh my goodness!
And you know, I listened to his beats, and I really didn't want to listen to the words because of what they were saying. It's kind of like, you know, kind of negative, whatever.
Right. Right.
Then I got into KRS-One, and then, like, you know, from there on, I was just picking up everything I could possibly buy that just caught my ear. And then Eminem came out, and he started blowing me away with just how he went.
Well, you know, the first thing that I heard, because I'm just like, yeah, I'm 47 years old, I loved hip-hop beats more than anything. Yeah. So when Jimmy Smith introduced me to Jesse, the first thing I asked him, I said, does he swear? He goes, no. I go, okay. And then I listened to his flow, and I said, this guy is as good as most of the young rappers and hip-hoppers that are out here, and he's not nasty. He's nasty, but only in a fat way, and I don't mean like rolls of fat. You know what I mean? P-H-A-T.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's the man.
Think about it. Who's been some kind of positive hip-hop that's come out? Kanye West. He's had that, just the positive vibe. He's not talking about all the stuff that has been talked about and what these kids have been feeding off of, you know?
You got it. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call, okay?
Hey, thanks, Marty. Keep it going.
All right, you got it.
Drink.
All right, thanks, brother. You got it. Good drinks right here on the Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Now, real quick, Nikki, before we take a break, if there's somebody who, because you gave me a copy of your CD, the demo. Now, if there's people that want a copy of the demo, and I'm telling you, people, it's as good as the young hip hoppers that are out here today. If they need, if they want to get a copy of your CD, how can they get it?
They can get it on iTunes. If you just look up Jesse Beats in the music store, my CD's there. Or if you go to the record exchange, CD game exchanges around Cleveland, you can get them there.
Okay, and the last thing, now, Quickie Nick, take down the music just for a second, okay? Because Jesse's leaving, but I want to do some Acapulco just for a minute before he goes, because this is, if you're going out to Macedonia at the secret spot, you're going to find, this is the kind of stuff you're going to hear, because I think you're doing like a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
All right. Jesse Beats, before we take a break, right here on the big one.
Check. I'm from the city where the whole city gonna come up. Home of the fire water. I'ma set it up, set it off, bring the flame back, send it down to Cuyahoga. Them Cleveland hustlers, no busters. Y'all don't really want a problem with us, cause I'll take the cue from LeBron and make the whole town a witness. Basically, the whole town is vicious. It'll probably take a while to switch us, but I'm about to take it to the blocks of Bethia, to the mound and pitch it. Yeah.
Jesse Beats, right here on the big one, Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. I know I'm the mayor, but I still got hip-hop in me, baby. Much love.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take your calls. I got open seats at the bar with Francois, Jimmy Smith, the Maitre D, hooking you up. Got the best seats at the bar. Slip him a little 5 or 10. He'll get you the best seat in the house. 22?
Yeah,
I know you do,
man. I'm working
hard
over here, man.
There you go. Got Quickie Nick, Camino, the bartender, making serious drinks. The bar is open. The seats at the bar is open. Let's talk about what we're going to do for Cleveland until 11 o'clock. We got Rolo coming up with the news of the weekend again at 10:50 and at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned, because Sexy Voices is off the hook. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe back in a minute. Oh, let it play, Nicky. Oh.
Big Daddy.
Check it out, kid. Check it out one time for the ass. I'ma take you to all the ass with the ass.
Back to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, the cafe is still open right now. A couple of open seats at the bar. Let's check in with Francois, Jimmy Smith real quick. Jimmy, how many seats we got left at the bar right now, Jimmy?
I only got two. I got one now.
Oh,
we're
only
pretty,
one seat?
Pretty busy. That's why I bumped it up to 20s. You know, the 5s and the 10s were only working for a little bit, but I had to get 20s, man. We're
there
full.
You go. If you want a good seat at the bar at the cafe, just slip Jimmy Smith a little something on the side. He'll get you a really, really good seat.
Get it now before it becomes 50s and 100s.
There you go. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. We're talking about what we're doing to help revitalize Cleveland for at least another half hour. And then we're going to our sexy voices. And you want to stay tuned for that, okay? We got some of the sexiest voices around, some of the sexiest females that I hear. Because I hear, as a producer, I hear a lot of voices. And when I hear certain voices, I'm like, oh, that is sexy. And so I decided to have some of those sexy voices, and I'm going to tell them phrases, and then they'll repeat it back to me. And then we'll have contestants who will have one of our four sexy voices. And Rolo, the lovely Rachel, and myself will do the judging. And at the end of the contest, whoever has the sexiest voice, that is the person who will win the 15-piece Mr. Chicken Family Pack. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. So when 11 o'clock news come on, that's when you start dialing, because Francois Jimmy Smith is going to take your name and the four contestants, and we'll tell you who you have, what sexy voice you have, because we got Fantasy, we got Candy, we got Pleasure, and we got Cinnamon Twist. Oh, baby. And they got the sexiest voices around. And we're going to see, we're going to have a sexy voice off. Right here on the big one. All right, we got a half hour to go with this hour. with the Big Daddy All-Star Cafe. Got Rolo coming up again with the news at the news anchor desk at 10:50. And then we'll start our Sexy Voices contest at 11. The All-Star Cafe is open. Get yourself a seat at the bar right now because Quickie Nick is shaking it up and making the drinks faster than you could possibly imagine. The All-Star Cafe coming back in a minute on the big one. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him, knock, knock, knock him. Knock, knock, knock him. Knock, knock, knock him. Knock, knock, knock him out the box, Rick.
Welcome to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Pull up a seat, have a drink, and let's talk. Now here's the Big Daddy, Marty Allen, on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, halfway through the cafe on a Saturday night. Got a couple of open seats at the bar still. Francois, Jimmy Smith, Quickie Nick is just constantly making the drink. People are drinking like crazy. And that's when you know you got a serious party. Because people will gravitate to a place where they know they got some good drinks. I go to Harry's Steakhouse. Every Tuesday night, you'll find me at the bar at Harry's Steakhouse right here on 21, just before you get to 77 North going downtown. I'm sitting at the bar because Bob makes some serious drinks on Tuesday night, okay? And I love me a good Long Island and a good margarita. First of all, before we get back to the show, I want to thank you guys for, again, let me do a show. I want to thank Program Director Ray Davis because, like I've said before, I'm not a program director. I'm not a talk show host, but when I can just come and just be myself and kind of like be stupid and silly like I am when I'm at home and the lovely Rachel looks at me like, are you crazy? You know, I'm just letting you into my world, okay? Because this is me when I'm not doing the trip show. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying life. And if I never get to do another show after 25 years in this business, if I never get to do another show, I can look up at my dad who passed away in 1992 and say, Pop, I made it. I love you. I've realized a dream, and I'm having a good time. Now, if you like what you hear, I'm not like feeding you anything, but if you like what you hear, you tell Ray Davis, send him an email, raydavis@clearchannel.com, and say, give Big Daddy his own show on the weekend. Now, I'll wait till after Indian season, you know. Maybe there's a slot for me somewhere. To do us, but the Saturday night thing, that's me all the way, baby. 9 to midnight on a Saturday night, that's my thing. Get my work done on a Saturday afternoon, come here on Saturday night, party with you guys, open up the cafe. Oh, baby, Quickie Nick is the serious MC and bartender because there's nothing like the cafe. Hold on, because I love 50 Cent. Let him play for a second, Nicky. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't meant to win. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't meant to win. Shake that ass, girl. All right, the cafe. We're having a good time. I'm here with Steve Bilecki, Steve Douglas from the Traffic Center. I'm here with Steve Douglas from the Traffic Center. I got Quickie Nick Camino, who's making the drinks. I got Francois Jimmy Smith, my Maynard D. I've got Rolo at the news desk. I got my lovely, lovely, smoking hot woman, Rachel, who is my press secretary. Okay, we've got my executive staff, you the listeners, sitting at the bar telling me how we can bring back Cleveland. One other thing I want to ask you about really, really quick. I promise I'm going to get back to the calls in a second. I'm a gamer.
Gay.
No, I'm gay. No, oh, gamer.
Don't be saying that, buddy.
I'm a gamer. Whoa. Okay? I love three-person shooter games. So I know there's a lot of you gamers out there, okay? I started with Doom way back then. Then I moved up to Doom 2. I thought I was the man. Then I played Quake, and then I played Quake 3 Arena where I got to play other people over the internet. I was in love, okay? Then I played Unreal. And then I saw a special on CBS, 60 Minutes, with a young gamer that goes around the country and does this as a competition. His name was Fatality, and he was the man, okay? Goes around the country and makes big bucks playing other people in contests for money. And when he was on 60 Minutes, he was playing a game called Painkiller. My God, did I fall in love. I bought Painkiller. Painkiller. I'm the kind of guy that when I'm working hard, this job is stressful. You have no idea. When you're a number one show and you're the producer of a number one show, the stress is unbelievable. The pressure to stay on top is unbelievable. I start every morning at about 7 a.m. and I don't end until about 10:30 p.m. after I give lovely Rachel her back rub before she goes to sleep. I finally, by 11 o'clock, I get to go in my room and sit for about an hour and play on the computer. And what do? I play Painkiller. Because you know what I want to do at 11 o'clock at night? Yep. To relieve the stress, I want to shoot people. Okay? Not real people. But Painkiller gives me the opportunity to just go into my own world, and I get that rocket gun and I shoot people. That is my game. So if you know some other games, okay, for a person like me who does third-person shooter games, I know about Halo and all the other stuff, you know. I just want some really good. I just found out about Far Cry, so I'm playing that one right now. But I can't get away from Painkiller. I love the game. So anyway, if you know of another three-person shooter game that you think I would love, please send me an email, bigdaddy@wtam.com, bigdaddy@wtam.com, and tell me, Big Daddy, try blah, 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 okay? Third-person shooter games, because when I got stressed, when you have Ray Davis in your life 5 days a week and you have Mike Trevisano in your life 5 days a week, at the end of the night, you want to go home and shoot people, okay?
There is no other way to take care of that stress.
There you go.
I can only imagine.
That's it, baby. You got to go home and shoot people because that the stress and the pressure to stay on top is unbelievable. And then I got to be on that godforsaken treadmill, and now I'm going out with my dogs and I'm walking the streets because I just got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I'm on that treadmill, but I'm like walking in place for 30 to 35 minutes. And it's, oh my God, my feet hurt and my old bones hurt. But now, I don't know why I didn't do this in May. Why didn't I go out walking the streets in May? Because now I swing my arms. When I'm on, I got calluses on my hand. I'm talking calluses from holding onto the treadmill bar. And the trainers is like, Chase told me, well, you got to let go of the bar, and you need to sprint for 2 to 3 minutes at a time. Are you kidding me? I'm 340 pounds-ish. Okay? I've lost 100 pounds, but when I'm on the treadmill, I got to hold on. I can't be sitting there running in place like these guys that weigh 160. I'm holding on to the bar, and I got calluses on my hand. So I decided that, you know what, I'm going to just start walking the streets. So I did that. I'm walking the streets now with my dogs, Cassie and Cody. And I go once around the block out in North Olmsted with Cassie and once around the block with Cody. And I'm loving it. And my stomach's getting smaller and I'm feeling good. You know, matter of fact, the Rachel was having problems staying up with the Big Daddy today. And she had the nerve to be out there with sandals on. What's the matter with you? I saw her behind me. She's got Cassie. Now, Cassie's the bigger dog, the golden retriever. Cody's a little Sheltie collie. And people are probably looking at us going, what's wrong with this picture? The little skinny girl got the big-ass dog, and the cat that weighs 340 got the little dog that weighs 10 pounds. But she wanted her beloved Cassie, and Cassie was running her ass all over the place. We got back home. I said, honey, let's go do another block. And she gave me the finger to tell me I was number one, you know. The All-Star Cafe. I'm sorry, I got on the diatribe there. All right, but before we get to Rolo and at the news desk to tell us what the latest going on with the news, let's take a call real quick about Will, who's been waiting on patiently. Will, I do appreciate you holding on. How you doing, my brother, on Saturday night?
Oh, right, man.
Good. What you drinking before we start?
Something simple, man. Give me a shot of rum and a beer chaser.
Ooh. Hook him up, Quickie Nick.
Here comes the beer.
There you go. Ice cold glass, Will. What's going on for Saturday night, my brother?
Nothing much, man. I was telling the screen, I heard you guys talking about, like, crime in Cleveland and stuff. And I was telling him it's a sort of like a basic thing they should do to sort of start curbing this stuff, man.
Yeah.
And that's keep the young kids off the street. That's because most of the people 30 and up, man, they got jobs. You know, you get home, you tired, you ain't trying to get in no trouble.
I am not in the bars, you know?
Yeah, so that's where most of the kids, these kids are the ones that's doing the crimes. The people you see hanging in doorways, you know, they should go back to this loitering rule. You know what I mean? If you see a guy walking up and down the street with the same clothes on every day, if you see him, the police see him, you know. So they need to stop these guys hanging in doorways, stuff like that. You confront them, you know, hey, move along. You don't own no property here. You know what I mean? You're not working here, so what are you doing just standing here? You know, push that stuff back into a house. Then you can identify where the stuff is coming from, because ain't nobody going to have nobody board their house up because drugs and stuff is being sold there. You know what I mean? So just get it off the corner, man. They had curfews and stuff. I remember East Cleveland had this thing where they were getting kids that, like, if they wasn't in school at certain hours of the day, but they stopped, you know. And parents, when they, you know, when you start, East Cleveland's bad, they need money for the streets and stuff. They got no street lights over there. They should have been still taking these kids, they're not in school, taking them home and finding the parents, you know.
You
so they
got
can
it.
Put the pressure on the parent. But as long as you let these young kids out here and, you know, guys in their 20s and stuff just roaming the streets, hey, those are guys doing the crime. You know, nobody wants crime around their house. I mean, even in the bad neighborhoods, a lot of these people got good jobs that they had to go to every morning, you know. But they can't fight the crime. But, you know, that's the police job, because they do let certain areas, like red light districts, you know, they let crime go on in certain areas. So push these kids off the streets, man, you know, with some curfews or some this loitering rule. Bring that stuff back, man, where a guy just ain't walking up and down the street. Push it back into a house or something. Then you can identify where this stuff is coming from.
You got it. Hey, Will, real quick, I'm going to make a comment about that and another thing in a minute. But I'm being told from the news desk that Barry Bonds has tied, okay, he's hit 755. He has tied Hank Aaron for the home run contest. Barry, you go, my brother. I don't care if you had steroids or not. You still got to hit the ball.
That's right. You know, the thing is, though, man, it's a big deal, but Barry's not going to end up with that record. You know what I mean? Look at A-Rod and Manny. I think Ken Griffey's going to hit it quicker if he stay around five more years. You know what I mean? So Barry's not going to end up with the record. But, I mean, it's baseball. Cheating has always been in baseball. That's where they get the thing. You know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Exactly right.
Albert Bell didn't make the first court bat, and this other guy we had, he didn't grease the first ball, you know what I mean? So this stuff been going on in baseball. They know about it. They basically promoted it. That's why they don't speak up more about it. So, you know, he's not going to end up with the record in the long run. So I think they're just overblowing this thing.
You got it. Will, I appreciate you listening, my brother. I'm going to make a comment when I come back from the break before I go to the news desk with Rolo, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Will. Have a great weekend. All right, the All-Star Cafe, Barry Bonds ties Hank Aaron at 7:55. And this is probably early because I think the game didn't start till 10 o'clock, so he's probably got some time to try to break the record now. The All-Star Cafe, drinks are flowing, seats at the bar. Coming back in a minute, make a quick comment about Will and his comments about the young people out at the bars at night downtown. And then we're going back to Rolo at the news desk to get the latest on the news. On the cafe, Saturday night, get a seat at the bar, 578-1100, 216 area code, because the drinks are flowing. I'ma flood the block, block with all that. I'ma flood the block, block with all that. Yeah! Give me another drink!
I'm a freak.
I'm a freak it like this, and I'm a freak it like that.
Oh, Nikki. The cafe, you know how bad, because otherwise I'd be sitting at home listening to this up in my room with my key lime martini on my painkiller shooting people.
Yeah, me and my boys, we got our little scribbles in the back.
Oh, you know, hit the rejoinder, Nikki!
Welcome to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Pull up a seat, have a drink, and let's talk. Now here's the Big Daddy, Marty Allen, on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, the cafe is going strong. We got the hot women at the bar. They must have been slipping Francois Jimmy Smith the money because he got the smoking hot women sitting at the bar seats right now, and the bar is like almost full, but we've got one line open right now, 578-1100, one seat rather, 578-1100, 216 area code, one seat open at the bar. If you want to get in, Francois Jimmy Smith will hook you up, but he likes a little something on the side now. And once you get at the bar, you all good, because my man Nikki, Quickie Nikki Camino, he's going to hook you up with a drink that you can't believe. It's going to be better than all of it. There ain't going to be no watered-down drink. Now, it's going to be a good drink, all right? Real quick before I go to Rolo at the news desk, we talked about the young people out at the bars and out in the clubs and stuff downtown. We need to curb that. That was one of the things I was going to talk about. Why is it, if somebody can tell me, why is it that when white people go to clubs, they party together, and it can be 50,000, 100,000, 20,000, 10,000, 1,000. It doesn't matter. And they can party together, and then when they get – and the funny thing about white people, the white kids, they can be doing that mosh pit thing where they're, like, bumping each other's chest and everything. And they're laughing and having a great time, and then they can get out the club. And, okay, maybe you'll see a couple of people do a, have a fist fight or something, but that's pretty much it. But when the young black people go to the club, and I'm black and I used to go to the club, so I know it. The one thing that us black people who want to go to a good concert or to a good club or to a good bar, well, the one thing we hate is that we can all be inside the club or the concert or the bar having a great time. But then as soon as we get out the club, the bar, the concert or whatever, we're out in the parking lot. Half the people looking to fight somebody. What are you looking at? You looking at my girl? And they want to, and it's like they're itching. They got a gun that they got from somewhere, and all of a sudden they're just itching to pull that gun out and shoot somebody with it. Because they got it in their pants, and they ready to just go off on somebody. I don't ever understood that. How can we party together inside and have a great time? But as soon as it's over, we walk out of the place, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. Why can't we do like the young white kids do and just go in, party, go out in the parking lot, continue to party, and go somewhere else and have a great time? Big Daddy commentary is over. It's time to go to the news desk with Rolo and the news. What's going on, Rolo?
Marty, yes. News alert. We got a news alert.
Okay.
Okay. Bear Bynes hit his 755 home run.
Yes, baby.
He tied Hank Aaron.
Steroids, baby.
Okay. I don't care. He had steroids. He got to hit that ball, right?
There you go.
Hey, he got to hit the ball. Okay. All right, buddy. I got some good news. Good news.
Okay.
Crispy duck.
Who?
Crispy duck. Like duck that crispy.
Okay. Crispy duck.
Bad from Beijing toilet.
Oh, you did what?
Yeah, you can't get no more crispy duck in the Beijing toilet.
You can't get crispy duck in the Beijing toilet?
No. Marty, you probably saying, I hope that producer got his hand on that dub button. But it's okay. It's okay, Marty. Okay, according to the state media, food stand attached to Beijing public toilet will be removed. Time for the next year Olympics.
What?
Buddy, that give a whole new meaning to eat and run, don't it? Buddy, I know you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Elk Grove, Illinois. Firefighters discover pop plant in upstairs at home.
Wait, they discover a pot plant?
Yeah, I know you wish you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I called it to the neighbor, have a smoke, travel from home throughout the hood. Despite the heat and the humidity, all the five men seemed to be in good spirits. Said James Cotterworth, who lived across the street from the house that went out fire.
Yeah.
Now, I she must have been making a accusation here. How can this happen in such a nasty community? Said Cotterworth. I know no fire police. Oh, went to Taco Bell after the fire was out. Okay, Marty.
Yes.
See what else we got here.
Okay.
Okay. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Family give birth to 17 child. What the hell they trying to do, start their own country? That mother had been pregnant 126 months. Or 10.5 years of her life, they said. Well, yeah. The hell, that's all she been pregnant for all that long. Man, they probably put a semi-truck in that cootie cootie. I'm rolling with the news. Back to Big Daddy. And the All-Star Cafe.
Roll on with the news right here on the big one. All right, coming up next hour, you want to stay tuned. Oh, the drinks are good, Nikki. The music's good. I'm having fun at the bar. Next hour, you want to get your seat at the bar right now. We need four contestants who's going to play Sexy Voices, okay? We're going to have up for grabs a 15-piece Mr. Chicken family pack, okay? Because Mr. Chicken, it's all about the chicken. Thanks to Mr. Chicken for bringing in all the good grub tonight. If you want to have a party that is off the hook like the party we're having tonight, MrChickenCater.com. MrChickenCater.com. Amanda will hook you up with the barbecue meatballs, the fried chicken, the coleslaw, the corn muffins, the biscuits, and everything else they have good on the menu. MrChickenCater.com. All right, we need four contestants. Mr. Chicken 15-piece family pack coming up for the winner. We're going to play Sexy Voices. It's coming up right after the news on the big one. News Radio WTAM 1100. One more drink, Nikki. I'm feeling good, baby.